Bobby Beavers and Jim McGrath on Proper Sport.
So this is the racing roundup on Proper Sport Radio. It's so much racing to look forward to on Saturday. In particular, really competitive handicap up at Newcastle. It's a 2018 running of the Northumberland Plate. Some people may know it as the old Pitman's Derby. Nowadays, though, known as the Northumberland Plate. Quite a lot of runners going to post. I'm delighted now to be joined on the phone by Patrick Mullins, the son of top trainer Willie Mullins, and they have Lagos to Vegas running on Saturday. Firstly, Patrick, welcome to the show. How are you? Are you keeping well?
Great. So the weather here is fantastic and we're busy as ever. We're just after getting over Ortoy and Ascot, and we're preparing for Galway now, so a busy time of year.
Well, on the subject of Ascot as well, Lagos to Vegas, very impressive last time out in the Ascot Stakes.
She was. I thought Andrea Yanzini gave her a fabulous ride. She can be quite keen, and we put a hood on her for the first time in Ascot. But Andrea got her, she was drawn near the rail, he got her into a nice position, got plenty of cover, and she relaxed fantastically well for him. And I just thought, looking at the race, she won quite handily. I thought Andrea, he only gave her one tap of the stick, and she doesn't do a whole pile in front, so it's possible she might have a little more up her sleeve, perhaps.
You mentioned there that she wore the hood for the first time at the Royal Meeting. Is that because she doesn't like the crown noise? Does that intimidate her ever so slightly?
No, she hasn't got home sometimes on the flat. Usually just because she's raced a little too keenly, and we just thought the hood would help her to relax, and it seems to do the trick.
And she's won on a variety of ground as well. She's got the form on heavy ground. Of course, it was good to firm at Royal Ascot. Am I right in saying she makes an all-weather debut on Saturday?
Yes. I think she's probably at her best on quick ground. And I think that was a big help in Ascot. We were concerned about the trip. I mean, I don't know if you heard Willie's interview after us. He said that he actually rang the owner to tell him that we were not going to go to Ascot and possibly wait for this Northumberland place. But the owner then told Willie that his wife and daughter were in town buying their dresses, so he came on Tuesday in Ascot. But the quick ground seems to bring about the best in her, and I don't see the all-weather holding any fear for her.
And going forward as well, Patrick, is there a plan in place for her? Is any other targets being discussed?
All these staying handicaps now, like Yvonne and Zawitz, are getting a massive boost in prize money this year and next year. So, they'll all have to come under consideration. But it was magic to get a win in Royal Ascot with her. And maybe it's greedy thinking she can win more, but she's at a nice mark now where she get into those races with a racing weight, in the lower end of the scale. So she'll have to have big chances in all of those.
And it's a fairly quick turnaround for her as well. Of course, only running at the Royal Meeting last week, but I assume she's come out of the race perfectly fine?
Yes, she came home from Ascot to Close Sutton the day after the race, and she was in great form at home. So that's why we decided to turn her out. And like we said, the ground was quite quick in Ascot, and they went quite slow. It turned into a bit of a sprint. So it wasn't a really grueling race. I know for flat people, 2.5 miles sounds like a long race, but she's been running on heavy ground on the winter. It didn't seem to take too much out of her, and we're happy to send her back over again.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, Patrick, as always, great to talk to you, and let's hope Lagos to Vegas gets the job done on Saturday as well.
Thanks so much, Bobby. Appreciate that.
This is Bobby Beaver's Racing Roundup on Proper Sport.
So this is the racing roundup, and I'm delighted now to go to the phone and be joined by my next special guest here on this evening's show. Now, when I normally speak to this gentleman who I'm going to talk to right now, we talk to him about the likes of the Cheltenham Festival, the Grand National Festival, etc., etc. However, this time we're talking to him about a sprint up at York, and that is Tom Scudamore. Tom, a very good evening to you. How are you? Are you well?
Very good, Bobby. Yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Now, I'll just say there in the introduction, I speak to you about the Cheltenham Festival, the Grand National Festival. However, you are taking part in the Jumps Jockeys Nunthorpe on Saturday at York, and you was victorious in the race 12 months ago.
Yeah, I was very lucky to win it last year, and entirely wondering, hopefully we can repeat the same this weekend. You know, it was great to be part of it all. Everyone thoroughly enjoyed it, and it's very different from what we're used to, you know, riding, staying chasers or 2 mile hurdlers on softer ground to blitzing up the straight at the Nunthorpe. But no, it's wonderful. Look, you know, we don't get the opportunity to ride at York ever, really, being a flat track. So the fact that we can go there on a Saturday with 40,000 people there and just, you know, get a chance of soaking up all the atmosphere, you know, it's great, and you know, we're delighted that York very kindly put the race on for us, and obviously, you know, it's very well supported by all the trainers.
And what you say about 40,000 people there, if I've got this right, Tom, I believe that particular day at York was the most attended race day in Yorkshire throughout the whole in the entire year, including the jumps as well. So a huge crowd there that day. And entirely a wonder as well that you're going to ride this year. He didn't just win, he absolutely romped home, didn't he?
Yeah, he bolted up, and look, he won again in Ireland after that. You know, he can be a little bit in and out performer, maybe slightly mercurial, but you know, 2 runs ago he ran very well. He's off a competitive mark on Saturday, so we go there with high hopes.
And I'm just looking at who else is competing the race as well, the likes of Aidan Coleman, Henry Brook, etc. Have you all spoken about obviously the race last year, and obviously looking forward to this year's one as well?
Yeah, we've spoken about it. They're fed up of me going on about it. I've been winding them up for the last year about it, and already told them that they're all playing for second place, especially Sam Twiston's on the second string of Paul Midgley, so we've been able to wind him up about that. So, look, you know, it's something we all really enjoy, and York look after us so well. So, you know, it's nice to do these things, and you know, there's plenty of jump racing and things in the summer. So then when they put this on, you know, sometimes it can be a little bit like, you get very few precious days off. But as I say, they make such an effort. The prize money's good. They look after us all so well when we go up there. It's one of the highlights of the summer for us. We've all been, you know, we've been talking about it for ages and really looking forward to doing it.
And what's it actually like for yourself to ride a sprinter? Because, you know, as we all know, as soon as the stalls open, they're like literally at full pelt as soon as the starter starts the race.
Yeah, look, it's obviously very different. I rode as an amateur on the flat, so I've had a few experiences of the stalls, but you know, some of the lads wouldn't have done. I don't think Aidan ever rode on the flat. You know, Sammy rode again as an amateur a little bit on the flat. He might have had one or two spins. Nico de Bonneville might have had a couple, but you know, a lot of the lads, the ones that were just conditional straight away, would have even ridden on the flat. So, you know, it is a shock, the speed at which they do it. I remember Nico saying last year he was still shocked how quickly they came out the stalls. And, you know, yeah, say it is very, very different, but it's nice to get a feel for it.
To get a winner as well at York, Tom, how did that feel?
Oh, look, it was great. It was something I'll always remember, and it was a great thrill.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you here on the show. And all the best for Saturday, and you'll definitely have the bragging rights if you can win it for a second consecutive year.
Yeah, exactly. They'll have to give me the trophy or something when they take
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Tom.
Brilliant. Cheers, Bobby. Take care. Bye now.
You're listening to the Racing Roundup with Bobby Beavers and Jim McGrath.
So this is the Racing Roundup with myself, Bobby Beavers. Delighted to go back to the phone now and be joined by David O'Mara. David, thank you very much for your time. You've got a fairly busy weekend coming up with quite a lot of runners.
Yeah, Bobby, hi. We've got, I think, 4 or 5 meetings on Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, plenty to get stuck into. We'll start with a few of your runners then running on Saturday. We'll start with the Chip Chase Stakes up at Newcastle. It's a Group 3. You've got Intersaab running in that race. Who was it second in the race 12 months ago?
He was, yeah. He actually did run in the Wokingham and then followed on with the Chip Chase a week after, 12 months ago, and he's doing the same this year. He ran okay in the Wokingham, but, you know, top weight was a big ask. Last year, we felt he should have won the Chip Chase. He ended up hitting the front too far out and got nailed on the line by Karapik. So, you know, the fact that he's gone so well in the track, we thought we'd have another crack at it. He's had a great winter. He won a big race in Qatar, worth a lot of money, and he also then came back here and won at Haydock, a conditions race, beating Midmaker quite easily. You know, so he's in good form.
Quite a quick turnaround, should I say, with him. Obviously, same as what it was 12 months ago in terms of how soon the Northumberland Plate meeting comes after Royal Ascot. Has he come out to the Wokingham okay, David?
Yeah, it seems fine. He hasn't done a lot in the week. He had a little canter today and probably won't do a lot tomorrow, so he'll be fine.
Also down at HQ, we've got the Criterion Stakes. It's a Group 3. You're duly represented. It will start first with Lochman Ladd, formerly trained by Richard Hannon. Now with your good self, the question I've got for you in regards to him, do you think he's better at 7 furlongs?
I think he might be, yeah. You know, so we had him in a listed race at Windsor over a mile at a Criterion over 7, so we've opted for the Criterion. You know, he was only just touched off at Haydock over 7, and he actually won last year in Ireland over 7 and lost the race in the Stewards' Room. So I think the trip is fine for him, yeah.
And as we say, you are duly represented as well. You've got So Beloved. It was only beaten by a short head 2 starts ago on the Knavesmire. The Queen Anne last time, we could say it was a big ask, wasn't it?
Queen Anne was a big ask. Like I say, he only got beat short head the time before. He's probably slightly better at 7 than a mile as well. The Queen Anne was probably pitched him in a bit deep. But he didn't run too bad, and I think he finished like 7th or 8th or something like that. You know, he's a quirky horse with an awful lot of ability, but on his day, like, he was 2nd in a Prix de la Fare, you know, Group 1 in France there last October. You know, he's got that sort of an engine in him if he shows up, but I sure will see.
That's brilliant. Well, David, thank you very much for your time this evening, and the best of luck with all your runners over the coming days.
Thanks, Bobby. See ya.
Bobby Beavers and Jim McGrath on Proper Sport.